Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
So the rock out for Tommy.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball.
It's Roger Daltrey. The Who.
Ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That death don't like it. Sure plays a mean pinball.
That's Pete Townsend, the guitar behind you there. What was the drummer's name? Keith Moon, was that right? Welcome back. 17 Tail, I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bill Duckelberg, Dr. Bill Duckelberg is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust members, one of my heroes, ladies and gentlemen, and he should be one of your heroes, too. Whether you know it or not, he is your champion. He's the guy who's been telling the world about what you're up against. For 40-plus years, he's been telling the world what you're up against. And good times, bad times, and seems, Bill, over the last 6 years or so, since 2008, actually, all the way back to 07. I predicted in December of 07 that we were already in a recession, and turns out, you know, I lurched into that one correctly. But good times, bad times, mostly bad times for small businesses out here on Main Street since then, right?
Exactly. We really haven't been able to, you know, get into gear, and that produced my thought of a bifurcated economy where yep. our half of the economy, and we do produce half of the private GDP, is not rolling. And so mm-hmm. the big firms are doing well, exporting around the world, they make most of their profits outside the U.S. anyway.
60%,
and,
right?
Yeah, exactly. And so they're doing well, and our side is not doing. So you take good growth and our low growth, and then average it together, you get two and a half, which is where we've been ever since the recovery started, really, on average. So
right.
We just can't seem to break out of that.
But even though the index fell, hiring was up a little, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. You know, we got 9 months in a row now where small businesses have told us that on average they increased the number of people working for them, so that's job creation. That was good. And that's good for the economy. It is, and that showed up in the good jobs number for last month, 288,000, one of the best numbers we've seen, you know, since 2007. And but then you get underneath the number there that looks so good, and notice that the job number consisted of hiring 800,000 or 900,000 part timers mm-hmm. and losing 500,000 yeah. full time jobs. So yeah, there are more bodies working, but if you look at the hours worked index, which the government produces, which
right.
is based in 2007, so take 2007 as 100, that's the value in 2007, we're at 100.8. So here
wow.
we are 5-6 years later working the same number of hours. We've got more people working now than we yeah. had then. But not ours.
Right.
So
and
that's
this,
what you need to produce stuff.
And we've got the lowest labor participation rate since the Carter administration.
Exactly. Since back.
Tell them what that means. Tell them what labor participation means.
Well, you know, the way we divide the population up is, first of all, you look at everybody 16 and over, legally work.
Right.
That's the population, the adult population. And then you are in the labor force that is you know, trying to be productive if you have a job, which is, you know, 120 million people, or mm-hmm. looking for a job, that's another 10 or 12 million unemployed people.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're not in the labor force. You've dropped out. You know, you're not interested.
And
in
it should
job.
Be closer to 150 million, shouldn't it?
It should be, right. You know, we should be way up there. So what we've seen is, you know, that most of the decline in the unemployment rate down to 6.1% has come not because we've created more jobs to put people back to work, but rather that people have just dropped out of the labor force and said, I'm not interested in a job now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't find one at a good pay, or I just don't want to work, and so I'm out. So we have fewer bodies willing and able to work out there.
Right. Well, and you know, one of the things, talking about the part-time thing, we've got two forces to me that are in play. One is organic and natural, and one is artificial, that are creating these new part-time jobs, Bill. The artificial unnatural one is the specter of Obamacare. The mandated, contrived rulings of Obamacare are making small business owners want to make more of their employees part-time. That's one. That's an unnatural thing. But the natural, organic one, Bill, is that if I'm trying to claw my way back to some growth, it's natural and always has been natural for me as a small business owner to maybe start out my next employee maybe part-time.
Exactly, and then, you know, that.
So you put those two together, and you got this mayhem in the workforce that we got right now.
Right, but of course, on average, as the trends are going, there's just more and more part time and less full time.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's that we would like to not have. So a lot of people are hoping that if the economy improves, a lot of the people who have dropped out of the labor force will come back in. When they can find a job more easily, or
right.
find one at a higher pay level, or whatever, but I'm not sure that's going to be the case.
Do you think the sales number being up a little bit this time, for the first time in a while, is a component of the hiring numbers?
Well, yeah, I think so. We do see modest increases in sales. So, and remember, every year there are 3 million more people in the U.S. So, in the service sector, which small businesses dominate, like getting haircuts or beauty salons
right.
or all that stuff, we do have to keep growing to provide those services. So we do. So you get kind of like a 1% growth out of that
right.
in the small business sector. But beyond that, nobody's out spending much money, so sales are growing slowly.
When we come back, we're going to get Bill to put a bow on all this and give us some projections for the rest of the year. That's coming up right after this break. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, right back with Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. That's NFIB.com. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.